A hormone-free male birth control pill has just passed its first safety tests.
Who do they test it on?
Women.
Tell me
it's based on your looks.
You know what? Birth control is not a bad thing, and bringing men into the fold and having something that we could take all the time and be the birth control is great. But you guys know what the greatest birth control of all is?
Ugly people.
Close. Abstinence. But I know that there's a lot of people that are fighting it.
The men's from top 10. The men's from top 10.
10 tips to handle temptation. Now, what exactly are we being tempted by? Last slice of cheese and sausage pizza? One of the three boxes of Top Pot donuts left conveniently on the counter in the office? Well, sure. The Call of the Wild Frontier? Boxing a kangaroo? Or are we talking about carnal relations with a member of the gender of your preference? Or I suppose a docile member of the animal kingdom. Look, I ain't gonna lie. When Bugs Bunny dressed up as a female bunny, he had my adolescent pants feeling a bit tight. I ain't proud of it, but I get down a little rabbit stew.
Oh, God. All right. Cross-dressing Bugs Bunny was his hear me out. Okay.
Starts early, Mike.
Good work, VD. Thank you, sir. So these are 10 tips to handle temptation for all of those of you that are fighting abstinence. They start by saying remind yourself often why you're choosing abstinence. Whether your reasons are ethical, religious, moral, or for your own personal health.
You're ugly.
Just remind yourself why you're doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, I found sometimes, too, you gotta...
So you're fighting to maintain abstinence.
Correct.
So you want to be abstinent.
Correct.
This is so foreign to me.
I know, I have no idea. Is this, people really do this?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Some people actually try to abstain from sex until it's a very meaningful time. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, for sure. It's very important.
It's not meaningful when you're doing it?
It is.
That's kind of the purpose, that it makes it it puts the onus on it being meaningful when you do it, Miles.
So no practice. You just want to go right into the
game. There you go. It's not about the act. It's about the spiritual connection that you have and the
It ain't my spirit making a connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I go to the bar, to make a spiritual connection.
Well, yeah.
Huh.
Wait for that, Miles. Calmly yet firmly explain to your date why this decision is important for you both. It will be clear who has your best interest at heart if they are respectful of this healthy choice. Your date can also keep you accountable if you communicate with them the importance of boundaries and work to set them together. Again, these are for people trying to handle that temptation.
Right, that's cool. I'm ahead on that chick.
Right. All right.
I respect that. I do. And I do.
If you run and grab the car, I'm going to hit the bar real quick before we go. There's somebody really hot over there I want to talk to.
Like, we don't really do it anymore, but we used to have like giant Christmas office parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been known to clean the pipes. Let's not go in there and make any mistakes.
Oh. Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Merry Christmas.
Let's think it.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
You got somebody you're attracted to at work, sure.
Yeah.
100%.
How could I not make this mistake? Oh, I know.
Work. Yeah. So these are tips for handling temptation. They say, create ways to be accountable with yourself, your friends, and family. It may be helpful if a reminder of this decision is placed somewhere visible, maybe in a wallet or posted on a wall. Find friends and people to date who appreciate this decision to be sexually abstinent and will support you in obtaining your goal.
My brother, my buddy Tony, never made the effort to be abstinent by any stretch of the imagination, but we had a conversation years and years and years and years ago about what you do to make yourself throw up, right?
Right,
and
exactly.
Usually it was, you know, stick your finger down your throat, whatever. And he was being dead serious when he said this, right? And he's just like, man, I bet you're drinking warm tequila out of a fat woman's.
Oh.
All right, so.
Oh.
And he was dead. It makes him throw up, which is the oddest thing I'd heard. So in that time, I moved down to New Orleans, and they have all kinds of things you can buy people. And there's this picture of this remarkably obese naked woman. So I bought him a little mini of tequila and sent that to him. I got a call from him. He was like, dude, it's not even funny. Like, I almost puked in my mouth when I saw him.
God.
He was very specific about that.
See, Miles, we even have somebody on the text who's practicing celibacy here. Some tips. Be prepared.
Oh, I practiced it. I wasn't happy about it.
Be prepared for questions or objections from others about why you made the decision not to have sex. Some may even try to rationalize why it's okay to be sexually active, but by keeping strong convictions, you can stand up for yourself when questions come. Hey, you know what? If it's for your own sanity, your own morale, your own
Absolutely. That's a good enough reason for me, man.
You don't owe anybody an explanation for your choice.
That is correct.
And that's the true way. Don't worry about it.
That is correct.
Hey, there's a lot of things people make their own decisions. Like, you don't have to.
You don't owe anybody an explanation.
Or drinking. Like, you don't have to ask them why. Just, all
right. Exactly. I'm not drinking right now. Cool.
All right, yeah.
Unless it's your spouse. Like, baby, seriously, man, like, what is going on?
That's kind of why I signed up for this.
I went through that one January.
Oh, yeah?
Made it to, like, 29th. She was like, well, you just have a drink already.
No!
All right.
The 29th?
I know.
You're at the finish line!
It's funny, she couldn't make it two more days. Like, God damn it, man.
Right. God! Way to run a marathon and then at mile 25 say, just give it up.
Yeah.
Screw that! Sorry. Plan dates ahead of time to stick to the plan. Stick to the plan. Too much time with nothing planned can quickly lead to choices that can compromise your goals. Kind of the idle hands thing.
Right, I mean, temptation is at the root of all of this. Your conviction is there. No one doubts that. But add alcohol. It's like, it's going to get a little dicey.
Try to plan dates around fun and positive things that promote getting to know each other better. And that is one of the biggest things that I can think of is when it comes to people choosing celibacy in any kind of given relationship.
Yeah, we locked each other in an elevator.
There you go.
Got to know each other 7 hours straight.
Helps get to know the person a lot better as opposed to just wanting to get that physical itch scratched.
But sometimes, honestly, the physical itch is a way to get to know someone better.
Absolutely.
And I'm not even selling that as some sexy.
It takes it to a different level, for sure.
It really does.
For sure. That's why you want to get to know them, to make sure
maybe
that
you should bathe more.
Because sometimes there's crazy people that you don't want to get to know anymore after that.
That is true. But that is a way to find out also.
Yeah. Tell friends, siblings, or parents when dates are occurring and set up a time for them to check in on how things are going.
Oh, God.
That's what you want. A text from your mom like, have you had sex yet?
That would help me abstain.
Ooh.
If I knew my mom's going to text me on a date.
I'm really talking to my parents about my sex life.
Miles, are you waist deep in that woman?
Yeah. I don't really think, we don't have those conversations.
But that's why it works.
Yeah.
Miles, are you riding the pony yet?
A lot.
It's your mother.
Just wax the carrot.
Are you protecting yourself, Stephen?
Even my mom would not have a conversation with me about abstinence. She'd be like, look, I'm religious. You're nuts.
You're nuts.
What's going on with
you? You're crazy.
Are you okay? We need to take you to a doctor and find out what's wrong with you.
Invite friends along if there's a lull in the plans or maybe too much time has been spent alone. Many times it's helpful to get to know each other in a group setting and not just a one-on-one. This way you can also include trusted friends who understand the boundaries of which you've set.
Plus they can watch.
Yeah.
In case you give in.
That's right.
In case you let it go, man. Just get after it.
Avoid alcohol and drugs. These substances can affect the ability to think clearly and may blur the lines that wouldn't normally be crossed when sober. It's odd. It's kind of like meeting somebody at a bar has a better chance of you getting laid.
I guarantee you, if you're going to, like, you're not, if you gorge yourself on booze, just don't worry about the abstinence. Because at some point, like, F it.
Right. Come on.
I'm going to do this thing.
Let's go for it.
Then you end up a whiskey D and you're like, it doesn't work.
You could take this list and chain it for, like, hunger strike. I just don't want to eat, man. Don't give me any beef about it.
Here you go.
I'm not on eating.
I don't want to eat.
I'm on a hunger strike.
And then this is your last tip to help handle that temptation if you so choose to be abstinent, which is the finest form of birth control. There we go. Thank you.
Look at a picture of your grandmother.
Oh, my God.
That actually is it. Lastly, be fully aware of the consequences if you fail to limit your sexual partners to one mutually monogamous relationship for life. Not only are there physical consequences, including STIs and unexpected pregnancies, but having sex even once outside of a mutually monogamous relationship could affect you mentally, socially, ethically, and emotionally. Reminding yourself of these realities can renew your determination to remain abstinent, even when it's hard to live that decision out. So there you go.
Yep.
If you so choose. That's what you got for you there.